Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
I personally don't buy the prosperity gospel. That, you know, the when they say, oh, if you donate so much, then you'll have so many blessings and you'll not have any problems anymore if you're a Christian, or if you have enough faith, you'll be healed. It must be because of sin that you're sick, that sort of thing. That's just not what the way Jesus said. He still heals miraculously. I believe in miracles, and that they still happen today. But we also need to remember that Jesus suffered, and he doesn't withdraw his love from us when we suffer. So, again, you know, I just don't buy the prosperity gospel, because the cost of discipleship includes many trials. Yet Jesus is with me for every mile. And I personally have been going through a challenging time with physical pain. But I really do sense his presence. He carries me. He loves me. He holds me. And temporary trials on earth won't compare to the glories of eternity with him in heaven. In fact, I genuinely say it, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Do you find that hard to believe? Well, you know what? If you spend time with Jesus, you'll understand what I mean. And in this life, as we encounter various trials, nothing compares to knowing that Jesus has made you right with God. So when we are born again, we have peace with God. And that makes me think of Romans 5. I'll read a portion from the beginning of Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! No matter what we go through, as believers, what's most important has already been accomplished, and we have eternal security through Jesus in heaven. So, you know, it's yes, this stuff here on earth is tough. I don't dispute it. But at the same time, I know that victory remains secure in Christ. So I'm going to pray right now. And before I do, I want you to know I'm going to pray for everybody experiencing pain of any kind, physical or emotional. And I just welcome you to just pour out your hearts to Jesus as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, so that we can turn from our sins and turn to you and be fully adopted children of God. We're sorry for being rebellious and turning from your way. And right now, we turn to you. We are desperate for you. And we welcome you, Jesus, to be our Savior and our Lord. We depend on you for salvation, for our ticket to heaven. We depend on you. We repent of our sin. We repent from doing evil things. And we ask that you would control us and indwell us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have poured out your love in our hearts. After we've been born again, we have your Holy Spirit within us. We praise you and thank you for that. We know that we are never alone in our pain. And that exceeds any other concern on our hearts. Just to know that we're not alone, Lord, is so tremendous. And we thank you for being with us. We pour our hearts out to you. We confess that we feel lonely and hurt and Sometimes we even find it hard to hope for the future. Some of us are going through emotional pain, others physical. And I just ask, Lord, that you would help everybody who's praying with me, that to sense your comfort, and that you would renew our faith and hope in you. And we do hope in you, and we thank you that that hope is secure. We love you, O Lord, and we lift your name on high. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week I encourage you to pray for someone else who's going through something worse than you. And I pray that I will be praying for you. And I know that you already know, folks, that we have extra prayer support at our website 24/7. You can submit your prayer requests at prayingpals.org. We now have over 6,000 folks worldwide that pray over a prayer list, first name basis only, so you don't have to worry about gossip. Instead, just get some extra prayer. So join us at prayingpals.org. And remember, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And that's from Psalm 34:10. And that's the truth, because God is good, and knowing him exceeds anything else. Okay, have a bright, blessed week. And remember, Jesus saves.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.